just a week before. Head game, chess gang, it's the same, you know. Niggas got high hopes, but they aim is low. Stay paid, never broke, that's a personal motto. When I say I run numbers, every verse is a lotto. Like coke in the 80s, I make the streets crazy. My name's in the mouth of all the fly ladies. Cause I'm just a nigga who's on the mic. And when I rock the party right, it's your bitch's delight. You was welcome, so don't get mad, I'm really trying to help them. It's highly inappropriate, so cook, you gotta tell them. We pull up in your city, run your pockets for the stimmy. With bamboo knockers in my ears, say you gimme. It's easy, money dripping from me like it's greasy. Feeling like the coldest winter ever when you see me.
All right, all right, all right, all right. What's up, everybody? It's me, your nigga Cook. I'm Bite with another episode for y'all. And I'm with the homie King. Say what's up, King.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's been a long time.
I know.
We haven't done this in a long while.
I know. I'm so glad to have you back. You know, with me here on this iteration of the show. Previously, you were with the Cook and the Gooch, and now you are on Highly Inappropriate, where we get high as the inappropriate shit. And that's just pretty much all
I got. As usual, got to keep it that way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we haven't done a show together since what? Before COVID? Like right before COVID.
Yeah.
That's the last time we've done a show.
Yeah.
Long time coming.
I know. It was before COVID. So like before the world changed, you know. So like what's new in your world? Like what's been going on with you since the last time we spoke?
Jesus. You know, a lot's happened with me. Yeah. The people who do know me, they know my mom had a heart attack and a stroke. And so that whole thing happened like right when COVID happened. So I was dealing with that all last year. Mm-hmm. And that's going to come into one of the topics we talk about later on in the show. But being a father, being a new father, taking care of my brother, being a husband and staying out the streets and keeping my head down and doing the right thing, it's easier than when people make it seem that it was, at least with people. Try and make arguments that people not doing the right thing. It's not that hard. Pretty much that. New jobs, new opportunities, and same old me.
That's what's up. Like, it sounds like you're doing good, though. Like, you're keeping it together, you maintaining and all that good shit. You know?
Yeah. Still the same place. New job started. Well, it's not a new job anymore. I've been here for fucking 8 months at this point. But other than that, same thing. Spending way too much money on video games and expensive cheeses.
Listen, video games and expensive cheeses. That's like, you know, that's a nice lifestyle. That's really nice. I'm like, I'm not even going to
I'll take it. Could be worse.
Like, you know, you buy the things that
you like.
I could
be still scamming.
You could. We're glad that you're not.
I mean, sometimes you want to go back to it. You see the fall of society going around around you. You want to get your piece in. Like, if I can just set my morals to the side and just get as part of this goddamn anti-vax grift, I'd be all in there for it. But I got an image to uphold with my family, unfortunately.
Oh yeah, I was about to say, like, you would really be like an anti-vaxxer for like pay.
Oh yeah, I mean, depending on the pay, I gotta it's got to be life-changing money for me. It's got to be like generational wealth. Like, it can't be like, oh, you're going to toss me like $10,000 and I'm going to show up on a school board meeting. Like, nah, you're going to have to throw at least a few million at me for me to even think about it.
Like, enough for you.
This is money I can set aside for my kids.
Like, enough money for you to even want to have more kids and so you can leave it to them. Like, wouldn't even blink an eye. Like,
make it work.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, it's just too much work for not enough money. That's a problem with it. Like, these people are like telling people that they shouldn't get vaccinated all for like $10,000. That's not enough money for me. What? That's not enough money to either A, live on my conscience, and B, not enough work. Oh, it's like all the people who are like anti-vax that are like putting out all the propaganda are all like part of the MLL schemes that are trying to sell you fat tummy tea and trying to build your immune system.
Or get you to buy gold.
So like it's not enough. Yeah, it's not enough money in it. Like it doesn't make any sense. It's the dedication to pennies to me that doesn't make any sense. You can work a 9-to-5 and still keep your job and not have to worry about going to jail for fraud.
Oh, yeah, and have your dignity at the end of the day.
You know, I mean, that too, but they don't care about their dignity. They flat earthers too.
Oh man, I'm sick of, because I started watching Inside Job on Netflix, and as entertaining as that little ditty is, I just know someone's going to take it too far. I feel it in my bones. Somebody's going to take it too far.
I haven't seen it at all. What is that about?
So it is about the deep state, and it's kind of like a parody. Like, think of the deep state as like your local corporation and like how they operate day to day, and hijinks ensue. Like, you have a cast of characters from out of this world. And pretty much every conspiracy theory within the last 100 years is like in there. It's just take a look. Just take a look. And
okay.
Everything you've seen on YouTube telling you that all the stuff they implant in children's cartoons to sexualize them, the penises, the dead fox, the rotting fox corpses and all that stuff. Oh yeah, it's all in there.
It's crazy to me because like all the conspiracy theories that are like modern now are all old. Mm-hmm. They're all old, like neo-Nazi, old world conspiracy theories from the 1800s and 1900s that are just being recycled constantly against Jewish people and Black people, and it every one of them tracks back to it, and it just doesn't make sense to me how people are getting caught in the same things. I mean, but I'm saying that like I wasn't an impressionable teenager while I was watching the New World Order stuff on YouTube as well. And they had me too. They had me for a smooth 2 days. Cook, they had me. Because I was like, this shit just makes so much sense. Hillary Clinton and da 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 and the global elites. And like they got me. And they got me all the way up to the point where they're using this to harvest bodies and organs to make ultimate people.
And I was like, and the truth is, they have it's y'all. Much more to... simpler for them just to snatch you off the street if they want your organs. Like, I mean, they just snatch you off the street.
And the problem is that these theories are so close to what really happens that they just fuck it when they bring in the sci-fi shit. If you stop it, hey, corporations are paying off politicians to do fuck shit, and stop it right there. Right. You would have more believable case than, hey, they're using it to do fuck shit as well as bathing in the blood of virgins. They always take it a step too far.
Yeah, you got to throw some sex trafficking in there. That's like the trope du jour right now, some sex trafficking. And the thing is that that I feel like that is one of the cases for why we need some type of socialism, because people don't need this much money, clearly, morally and ethically. They don't need this much money. They don't.
Mm-mm. I mean, yeah. Cause you,
I'm sorry. Like,
you get to take advantage of dumb people. You get to take advantage of the disadvantaged. Like, it's just extremely vulnerable because these people aren't smart enough to think for them. Not even smart enough to think for themselves. They have been indoctrinated through the course of years through either propaganda or religion and things that allow them to be spun in this web. And it's hard to get out of it when everybody around you, when you have whole towns putting up Q billboards, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Everybody around you believes this shit. It's hard.
I know, because I had a coworker at my last agency. He had COVID like twice. And I was like, wow, bro, you love catching it. Mm-hmm. And it was an outbreak at his kid's school. Like, you love it. Like, wow. Okay. Like, you know, you could not catch it by just wearing a mask.
Could be me.
Hey, hey. He was in South Carolina. And apparently, like, they're red to the core down there. It's strange. Like, they're in, like, that town where if you are wearing a mask, everyone looks at you funny. And they demonize you, like, oh, you believe in that stuff. So people really are going without masks to just go along to get along because they don't want to be bullied by their neighbors, which crazy. So he got it. And I was just like, wow, you know, sorry to hear that. Like, wow. And he's like, oh, you know, it's no biggie. Like, you know, down here, we don't do that. We don't believe in vaccinations and this is this. And I'm like, wow, like they're. Are towns and areas where, you know, people are going to get the vaccine in secret because they don't want anyone to know. Like, it's because also too, people who've been vaccinated, we are the contagious ones and we will emit things to the unvaccinated people, which is not how vaccines work.
It don't make no sense. And like, once you start picking it apart, you like you literally they say the surface statement and they expect you to just to stop there. Mm-hmm. But if you like have a conversation with somebody who's like that, you just keep on asking questions and shit just breaks right down around them. You're asking about the vaccines, like, cool, you don't trust the vaccine. No, I don't trust the vaccine. But you touched Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, I trust Donald Trump. He helped put the money and the funding to help develop the vaccine with the rest of the world. And he's vaccinated and all the your politicians that you support are vaccinated.
Every last one of them, whether all of them are vaccinated. 99% of them are vaccinated, except for that crazy girl, Marjorie, whatever her name is.
Oh, she vaccinated too. She just fucking, she a grifter, bro.
Like, you know what?
She again, a part of that bullshit.
Say it.
It's the bullshit MLM scheme bullshit. Because before she was a politician, she was like a health guru, health nut lady. She was the P90X or whatever it's called. Is that called P90X?
P90X, I think so. That's it.
CrossFit. There we go. She was a CrossFit chick. And so she on that shit, grifting people on the CrossFit and getting people to buy herbal supplements and shit and running her whole own health gym. So it's all the grift. They don't believe the shit that they're saying.
They don't.
None of them do. That's why they all have let Joe Biden do whatever he needs to do when it comes to this vaccination. I wouldn't even say mandates because they're just doing it through the fucking through OSHA. And like it's as much as evil as it is, it's smart of the Republicans because they can't tell their constituents to get vaccinated because they're too soft now. The fucking cat's out of the bag. Like you can't go to your rallies and be like, hey, you guys should get vaccinated because if they're shutting down Trump, what the fuck are you supposed to do at that point?
Yeah, so it's like
the best thing they can do is let Joe Biden just take it on his fucking shoulders and be like, get the fucking vaccination or be unemployed.
Yeah, and also too, I was watching John Oliver, and he was saying more police have died from COVID than any workforce, and there have been more COVID deaths for the police than shootings. You know, they shoot people every day.
It was like 700 last year.
Yeah. So it's like they're all trying to, you know, resign and make these big, you know, shows about it. Like they want to be oppressed really, 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 really badly. And I've noticed this thing with like, it seems like mirroring is done where the trolls now, they mirror a lot of the talking points from like woke culture or woke people. Like, oh, and you know, I don't feel safe now. And I need a safe space. And it's like, bro. And then it's like,
Nazi Germany bullshit. Yeah.
And they don't see like, and then when people aren't receptive to that, like, you're a white man. What do you really need a safe space from? You're saying you need a safe space for you to be homophobic and racist in peace. That's really the gist of what you need. And pretty so much. It's just, it's all draining. I'm sick and tired of everybody, to be honest, at this point. You know, Joe Biden is not doing enough to cancel student loan debt. I'm sick of him for that.
He piecemealing that shit. He trying to, he's slow rolling that shit like a motherfucker. I don't look.
He better hurry up.
I got out early. I went to college for a few years, realized I didn't want to be in the field that I wanted to be in, and got out early and paid my debt, and I'm free. My wife, on the other hand, is not. And if he can just knock out like 50 of it, you don't even need to knock it all out, but like 50 racks, that's all I need. Just
he gonna eat this whole thing for me. And I'm gonna tell you that on Bucks. He gonna eat the whole thing. Just by virtue of me being black in America, that's the least you could do for me, Joe Biden. You can absolutely just go ahead and clear that shit out. I don't give a good goddamn. If you went to an HBCU, I think, you should automatically get your student debts cleared. Period.
On top of the fact that it's popular. All of these things that we want for like a progressive agenda are extremely popular with the rest of Americans. Even the crazy fucking Republicans all want this shit to be done. But it can't get done because there's just people in the way.
Because they don't want niggas to benefit.
It sucks because you're just. And that's what it. That's what it is, bro. And that it's always what it has been.
Period.
As soon as somebody gets a handout that looks like me, it looks like you, it's a problem. They would be fine with it if you do it in fucking Appalachia and it's just benefiting white people.
If but white people were the ones getting that, start benefits
people of color.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think someone talked about a capabilities gap. They were like, most minorities, black and white, have been doing the bulk of the work for so long, so they have a lot of capabilities. And white people have been mediocre for so long, their capabilities are kind of lacking. Like they're regressing, not progressing. And it's just like, now, you know,
I called that out with my boss the other day too.
What'd you say?
Like, I called that out with my boss the other day. This is a white girl on my team. Mm-hmm. She's slacking behind, and I got asked why, because I'm in my new job, I've been put on a specialty team because I'm doing more work, but I'm still being lazy as fuck. I only work half of the hour every hour. Mm-hmm. So how I
just got down my to day. The science.
For the first 30 minutes, I don't do nothing. I work for an hour, 30 minutes take off. Work for it's just every other hour I'm taking a break. I'm in here doing everything I need to do around my house and living my life that I need to be, and still beating the fuck out the rest of these white people on my team. And she just like, she can't keep up with the workload. I'm like, that's not my fault or my problem. I'm not gonna take any extra work here on Sunday. I can do it on Monday where I'm not taking these phone calls. I'll be more than happy to do it, but on Sunday, no. If she can't keep up, that's not my problem.
You fix that.
Team player
you
or not, you're going to pay me the same way regardless.
I know, management. And that's
the thing. She can't keep up.
Right. She got to go. But here's the deal. This is my new radical idea. I believe that what jobs really need to do, restructure, get rid of all management. Get rid of all management. There's no more management, and you pay and you take all that money you would have gave to the managers and you give it to the workers. I just don't believe
in managers. Yeah, but they're going to micromanage me.
I cannot. No,
you don't. You don't. You don't. Especially the beautiful thing about that. I think we've all came into realization that most of like corporate is working from home now, that we don't need to deal with people in our face and in the office. Mm-hmm. Like I probably talk to my boss maybe twice a day at the most. I don't even talk to them because I don't need them, because I can do my job myself. I am self proficient and self-reliant. I can get my job done without anybody talking to me for the rest of the day. Unless I need an approval or something, but like it's not needed. It was all to foster a culture of bullshit, and whoever gets the most likes in person was going to get a raise regardless of work and ethic. It's all a merit-based game on bullshit. Right. And this working from home has eliminated that in that facade. So everything's being based on numbers. Right. That's the only thing it can be based on, because you're not talking to nobody. Mm-hmm. You're not kissing nobody's ass. That's not going to make you. Who's lunch you going to bring in?
Mm-hmm. Who's gonna bring some lunch? Donuts for the office to sit by the admin's desk? I brought donuts, everybody. Because, you know, it's the bitch who brought donuts sometimes that gets the promotion. And that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. Like, I've seen it happen.
I hate it. I hate it.
Listen, like, all this bitch do is bring donuts and suck dick. And y'all really just letting her just, like... And it's just, you just be just...
halfway wife. It's halfway why I quit my last job. I've been in sales for the last 10 years. I got tired of doing sales shit. It's hard. It's not even that it's hard for me to sell stuff. I have the gift of gab when it comes to selling, but I got tired of selling shit to people in the middle of a pandemic. Motherfuckers is broke. You want me to sell this shit on top of the fact that I crunched numbers of the money that I brought into the company and the math not mathing, bro. I need some more money. So unless somebody gonna toss me some more bread, I'm out. And I took my leave. I was gone. I told them, hey, look, y'all got a week to either give me a raise, or we can talk about my resignation, because the amount of work I'm putting in and the money that y'all making off me, no,
you're making
almost 8 figures off me in a year, and I've only been in this company for a year. Nah, somebody gonna have to come up off something,
right?
So I should be making happy ass off. Like, hey, look.
Yeah, if you're doing that, they can at least pay you 6 figures. Like, it's not that big of a stretch. And that's the thing. They got the money. And that's the part right there. Y'all motherfuckers got the money. The money's there. So, no.
I know y'all got the money. Y'all got Super Bowl commercials. I know y'all got the money.
Okay. Okay.
I can talk about the former company that I worked for. But
listen, you got Super Bowl commercials.
They have a lizard as a mascot. Oh. but yeah, no, I made the company a bunch of fucking money, and I was like, nope, I'm gonna take 2 months off, and I'm going to go back to work and find a company that values my time and my effort. And I found another company that values my time and my effort. I have a permanent work from home position. I work from 8 to 5, and it's honestly the easiest job I've ever worked in my whole entire life with the most money that I've made. Speaking of which, I feel like white people are gatekeeping opportunities and jobs. I mean, like, not even in a like statistical, you're black and you're not supposed to be in a position. Like, when it comes to the minimum wage argument, and they make the argument like, oh, this person doesn't deserve this job. This job is low skill. A fucking monkey can do my job, cook. A well-trained monkey can do my fucking job on a good day.
Any job.
I'm just like, this is a fucking lick. This is a lick. It's a goddamn lick. If I didn't realize that the companies were making money off me hand and foot and that they need my services, I would feel like I'm stealing from this company from the amount of work that I don't do and still get paid every fucking 2 weeks. And I feel like white people are gatekeeping jobs like this, the jobs that I have, because I would have never gotten this opportunity if another person of color didn't tell me about this opportunity. And there's other people of color who could do this job. And it's easy. This is a fucking easy job. I could have done this job out of high school, in my opinion.
You know what?
It involves people skills, but.
Well, it is gatekeeping. Like, a lot of jobs, like in the government, in my last agency, it was extremely difficult watching. The slow realization for me, watching everyone, like slowly realizing in the dawning of every last one of these motherfuckers in here voted for Trump. Every last one of these motherfuckers in here voted for Trump. Like, every last one of these motherfuckers in here voted for this nigga. Like, nobody was shocked. Nobody came like, oh, it's so terrible. They were just like, oh, business as usual. Like, come on, keep going. And I was like, wow.
Nah, bro. This shit not normal.
None of this shit is normal. And I had to peace out from the Matrix for a little bit. I rode the FMLA wave for a little bit. And then I was just like, okay, it's now or never. But I had to make some decisions because I was like, this ain't it. And work is a scam, especially with all these narratives now. Excuse me. They're trying to guilt people into wanting better working conditions, which is weird. Why don't you want to give your staff the most flexibility to be as productive as possible?
Why don't you want them to be their happiest that they possibly can be? Y'all keep on preaching this work-life balance shit, but you have people struggling to pay for fucking childcare and they can't come to work, and you don't want to offer them a work from home opportunity when all they do is sit on a fucking phone all day. Listen. You want them to come in the office and sit on the phone all day? They can do this shit at the fucking crib.
Listen, and you don't even have to pay the motherfucking water bill, electric bill, or any other overhead charges for your damn facility. And these companies, for real, that's why I'm like, we can burn the whole thing down, because they don't deserve nice things. They don't. Like, they're just being greedy and out of whack. And listen, they could get rid of all of management. All we need to do is be reporting. We need to be reporting, and you need to be able to judge your productivity and read the reports. And that's what y'all do. If y'all getting the results y'all want, then fine. But you don't need managers. Y'all don't need anybody standing.
Exactly. And everything should be fine.
Yeah, I don't need nobody standing over top of me. And I mean, really, all I need is a mission and a vision, or, you know, an outcome, or whatever it is you're looking for, an output, whatever it is, you know, be clear. But that's the thing. A lot of companies don't know. They don't know how to articulate certain things. All they know is they're really trying to enact the policies that are going to cause, you know, more sales and squeeze more production out of people with the lowest costs or the lowest inputs from themselves. And it's like, you know what? They can die by their own model. I don't care. But it's sad, because now they're talking about...
I would say the being on top of you shit, it never made sense to me. Working for the lizard, the fucking productivity shit, and like not being able to like take a shit. Like, I'm on a phone all fucking day, and I have to use my break to take a shit. Like, sometimes that shit just pop up out of nowhere. And I have to use my own break time to take a fucking shit and go to the bathroom. Like, no. I mean, that's another freedom that I had working from fucking home. I can just take a shit whenever the fuck I want to take a shit.
And you can take your phone with you.
Stop me from going to the bathroom.
Look, and you can take the phone with you.
And they threaten people to if your productivity is not going back to the fucking moon, then we're just going to send you back to the office. Cool. The motherfuckers is just quitting. Because, like, we know we can do the job at home. You know we can do the job at home. You making this threat, it's just a fucking threat for no reason. You just want to do it just to do it. Just to be a fucking asshole.
And
there's
no
benefit to you for us to do it.
I believe most people who want to be managers, if you're not in it for the money and truly don't give a fuck how people work as long as they get shit done, if your whole thing is you want to become management because you want other people to suffer, you're the problem. As I believe that, unfortunately, 80% of management is just motherfuckers with an axe to grind. I don't care. I don't care. It's like shit falls downhill, right? So you got the CEO shitting on the COO. So the COO wants to pull up the VP and shit on him. And the VP gets mad and wants to pull up a director and shit on him. And it just starts rolling downhill from there. And a lot of managers, I believe,
agreed,
fucked up home lives. Their wives don't like them. Their children don't like them. They're bitch made, and they're just generally aggy and all around. And they want to come to work and make other people suffer. And that's their little power trip for the day, because no one likes them. And this is my belief about certain belief about management. Like, no bullshit.
Oh no, you are completely correct. I mean, management destroys workers. That's what a lot of fucking employees leave. There's a manager who works for the company that I work for now, not on my team, thank God, because I couldn't work for this lady at all. She, every time that somebody asks a question, because on the weekend there's pretty much like a manager takes over the weekend and just works the weekend, and they spread it out throughout the year, whatever the fuck. So it was her weekend, and she's just extremely fucking snarky, and like, she said something snarky to me, and I was like, look here, I don't know who's on your team. Well, I know who's on your team. I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, in the most polite way that you can say in a corporate. But I my production is way past your team's. I'm doing three times the work as your team. I'm asking a clarifying question for this to get done. You've been snarky to everybody in this fucking chat this whole goddamn Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to report this to your superior, because this is not acceptable. If people in this chat don't feel comfortable asking you a question as the manager for the weekend, what the fuck are you here for?
Yep.
You're just being an asshole. If you don't want to do the job, then don't do the job. Don't sit here and talk about other people's fucking pay. Like somebody asked a clarifying question, like, hey, I usually don't get this type of work this weekend on the weekends. It's the reason why I have this type of work. Well, we pay you to do this type of work. You have the qualification to do this work. So this is the reason why we allocated the work to you. Like, no, that's not how you fucking talk to people. Like, no, you could have said that and not sound like a fucking asshole. But hey, this is the workload that we have for this weekend. I had to delegate it however we had to delegate it. I thank you for being able to do this work for us on this weekend. That's all you had to say. But you purposely decided to be like a dick and then try to edit it. She edited in the chat. Like, no, I'm putting this to your superior. You're a fucking asshole. That's not acceptable. You don't talk to people that way. You may not talk to me that way, but I know for a fact that I'm too fucking valuable at this company that I've only been for 6 months, and they've already tried to put me into three different fucking roles. They were like, oh yeah, you're good at your job. It usually takes about somebody 2 years to get like molded to this job. Like you've been doing it in your 6 months and you're already in the top of the goddamn field and it doesn't make sense. So we're trying to get you in a different position. It's like, nope, I'm not trying to do this. I'm not going to the fucking office.
I've learned a lot.
I'll think about it.
I've learned a lot, and no matter what I do, you're just gonna have to pay me. And as of right now,
come off the bread.
I don't have to get up and go every day, and I'm just glad because I'm tired. I've been tired. And you know what? It's like I said, what was it? A Bronx Tale. The working man is a sucker. Never gonna let that go, man. Like,
yeah, working from home is beautiful.
Well, we were bamboozled because the whole commute alone. Too much.
They would have to double my pay for me to go back. They would be like, if it weren't for me to deal with traffic and to deal with people picking up kids from across town, y'all gonna have to double my pay. I'm sorry. Okay. And that's my minimum. If not, I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
If you could work in another state and live where you are, would you?
Yeah, another good thing about this company, they literally put out a memo like, yeah, since you're a permanent work from home position, you can work in 46 of these states and then in the continent of the United States. Okay. I think the one there's only a few states that I can't work in is New York, Alaska, Hawaii, and a few others that I think one of them is actually on my list that I potential to move to. But yeah, so it's an option. I would. Okay. I mean, shit, there's nothing they could do about it anyway. If I wanted to pack my shit up and just fucking pop up in fucking Oregon, I could do it. As long as I'm clocking in my fucking shift, they wouldn't give a fuck.
Listen, and that's the way it should be, because I think someone was saying if there was universal health care, they were like, do you know how many people would probably move back to rural counties and parts of the country? Because if you didn't have to, like a lot of people stay where they are because of their benefits. But if everyone automatically had health insurance, no matter where they went, yeah, they were like, there are a lot of people who would, you know, choose to live, you know, and work at the local Dollar General. Like, that's more than enough money to make the rent in that town and be just as happy, you know. But unfortunately, that's just not the way it's structured. So it's all working against. They just keep making us be the ones who feel the brunt the most. But sooner or later, something's got to give, because it's just silly at this point. Like, they're wasting our time.
Hey, look, it's going to take some politicians getting. I've always said this. It sounds a little dark. A motherfucker might have to die. Someone might have to get shot for motherfuckers to be like, hey.
I'm
not saying I was rooting for the insurrection.
Listen,
I wasn't.
King,
say this one time
only.
Mike Pence was 2 feet away from losing his motherfucking life.
Listen,
he almost lost his motherfucking life. Fuck one of them. If one of them motherfuckers would have died, heads would have started rolling fucking top down. I think the Republicans are like, well, this is unacceptable. And the only reason why they're backtracking now is because nothing really happened.
So here's my thing.
It's something that actually would have happened. Fucking Mike Pence would have got his fucking white hair, ugly face ass. He's from Indiana. I fucking hate Mike Pence. if he would have got his shit clapped, some shit might have changed for the better. That's all I'm gonna say. Speaking of which, that I want to say that they're soft. They don't build white people like they used to, because I think because if this was like the fucking 40s, maybe Mike Pence would have been out of there. But
listen, they might have got him.
A national hero. Listen. It took a national hero. It took one nigga with a Glock to stop a whole insurrection to save democracy. Just because one nigga with a Glock.
And they wanted to chase him down and call him nigger.
And he said to sit your ass down, and just one fire. There's a white lady down, and all of a sudden, and the insurrection's over. That's fucking crazy. Like, if a regular coup happened, usually like you hear like massive accounts of like body counts, and like, oh, they didn't kill a whole center block of people. Like, nah, I took one nigga with a Glock to save the world. It's fucking crazy. You need to be on history.
Stand down. Hand down. No. Oh man, no, but I was like, you know what? They keep playing. But I was like, we been knew they should have did something about January 6th. They should have been stuck their foot up somebody's ass for that. But I was like, you know what? Now the reports are coming out. Oh, the one black guy who was there but didn't go inside the Capitol got the longest sentence so far. I don't know if that's true or not. We'll fact check it later. Mm-hmm. But I really believe that all of minorities and people of color will probably be the ones getting the bulk of any sentencing. Next time, yeah, if they get their hands on
Some people are getting slow rolled.
Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to get them for bigger fish or something. Like they might be onto something. I want to see how they handle it with the police officers who were involved, because I think it was a number of Capitol Police who were involved. Some people were even saying that they had frequent and regular contact with senators at the Capitol discussing.
Yeah, so that was a report that came out like today.
Today.
They started naming names. Yeah. Miss Green popped up in that
Marjorie
name shit.
Green.
And and shit starting to turn. It's just a pawn, obviously, the Senate to do the right fucking thing and keep on pushing forward.
And then they also got to put the right pressure on the right one.
They could have stopped this shit from even getting this far when it comes to an investigation. They could have honestly stopped this shit if they would have just went with the bipartisan committee that they were offered. They could have squashed the shit from the beginning, and we wouldn't have known as much as we know now. But more information is coming out. As soon as Mike Pence said he's not doing shit, fucking Trump started meeting with Bannon and a bunch of other people. He met with Bannon and Rudy Giuliani and one of his other lawyers.
Somebody who works for Giuliani just got sentenced for campaign interference.
It was the Russian cat.
Yeah, like Giuliani is
campaign finance fraud.
Oh, Giuliani is finished. He can't practice law. He's done. And then it's a guy. He looks like one of those Bundy ranchers. He has been going at Trump's neck talking about, he said, you know, we chanted for him, lock her up, you know, and he said when he was in charge and he had power and he was in control of DOJ, he would lock her up. Well, we gave him power, he was in charge of DOJ and he didn't do nothing. Da-da-da-da. I was like, ooh, shots fired.
Yeah. I'm interested. The grift's not worth it. Like the amount of money these people are getting isn't worth it, because they can't do no fucking pardons. They can't do shit now that the motherfucker's out of office. Apparently, this nigga was allegedly promising. Was the senators said the people who were organizing the event for the 6th were going to be getting provisional pardons. But like you can't do that. First off, Trump's not going to do that because he's a fucking asshole. He doesn't keep any of his promises, and it's just fucking wild. You had somebody really try to fucking take over the goddamn country, and like
it's disgusting.
It wouldn't have gotten far.
No, it would have fell apart regardless. No matter what, it just would have been all bad. it would have been all bad, no matter what happened. And they said Jared and Ivanka were trying to distance themselves at one point. And just listening to kind of all the haphazard things that we dodged a bullet because someone was able to talk him off the ledge.
I think we're trying to start a nuclear war.
Whiteness is a hell of a drug.
Well, shit, bro. Bruh. They literally elected the worst possible person to be in office off of the strength of Make America Great Again. And I just want to talk bad about minorities. And they ate that shit up, bro.
And the truth is,
he went to all the sundown towns and was like, yeah, I like y'all. And that was enough.
Yep. And did nothing for them. Actually killed half them people because COVID hit.
Bruh. That's crazy too, because Republicans are like they stuck at a rock and a hard place because they've been talking shit about this fucking vaccine and states' rights and the right to do whatever the fuck you want to do, but they fucking constituents are dying. Like the old people that you need to vote for you in Florida are dying in mass because you don't want to fucking grab your nuts and be a fucking politician and be the politician that you need to be. Which until the motherfuckers get vaccinated.
All right, doing something for people because y'all just are stupid as hell. And that's the thing. It's like the entitlement. At this point, it's too far gone. Like, this is generations of them being able to just do whatever. And it's just too much to really watch play out. It's a lot. It's really heavy because, like we could have really had clean water, clean air. We could have really learned the truth about sugar and milk. All along, it was bad for us. They knew it was bad for us, but they wanted to sell the product. So they went on those marketing campaigns to sell it for us. Like, all through the 80s, when I was a kid, you drank milk. Like, I'm drinking milk and I'm going to be big and strong because milk, like, it was like,
bone strong.
It was ran like literal propaganda. I really believe that shit. And then all of a sudden, wham, I'm lactose intolerant because my body is like, bitch, get this cow pus the fuck up out of here. Like, no.
Oh, yeah. No, that's legit. It is government propaganda. The fucking government subsidizes milk farms all the time. So, you know, we have a fucking mountain full of cheese, right?
Oh, I believe it.
Government cheese is in the fucking mountain. That's where most of the American cheese comes from. Just stuck in the mountain because we have a surplus of it because they needed to make it. They need to get rid of it. And so cheese is dairy is a primary thing you need to be eating every day. Even though you shouldn't eat cheese every day. I must still eat cheese every day, but that's because I'm fat. That's a different story.
Same. I don't even worry about that though. But I try to do it fairly. But so we have articles and we've been running our mouths. I'm having a good time. So I appreciate talking to you. Okay. The Murdaugh family. Are you up to date on the Murdaugh family?
So this is the family that had the youngest kid just got locked up, right? For murder or something like that, or for insurance fraud.
Okay, wait. One of the sons is in jail for insurance fraud. One son is dead and one is alive. So the one who's dead, he was murdered with his mother sometime, I think, late last year or early this year. And this son also was on the hook for manslaughter because he got into this huge boating accident down in South Carolina and killed this girl. And her family is suing them for negligence because I don't believe the boat was covered for the type of insurance to cover. Something happened. Something about the insurance on the boat didn't cover, I think, the girl. So the family is free to like sue them for everything they got. So the dad recently was shot in the head And then he had to go to jail because, come to find out, he paid his gardener or landscaper to shoot him in the head so that if he died, he wanted to give his insurance policy money to the living son. Okay.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Listen, it's the caucasity of these white people.
This is a fucking telenovela, bro.
Bruh. So this is a powerful lawyer, legal family. They've been in this county in South Carolina for like almost 100 years of the last 80 years. They've all been the district attorney in that area, and they've amassed a lot
of wealth. Got slavery money.
Listen, okay.
They got slavery money. That's pretty what like.
Much, I'm sure. I wouldn't put it past them. So, or they lynched somebody and took the deed. You see what I'm saying?
That's why they have all that land.
Yeah, there were a lot of Black landowners that disappeared or were murdered under mysterious circumstances, and their paperwork mysteriously disappeared. So
that they had to relocate to New York overnight.
Even the copies of the deeds were no longer on file at the county clerk's office or the bank. So, yeah, honey. It was orchestrated. That's why we say it's systemic. It's systemic. Like, you can just be a white man.
Can't take people's land and then say they can't get a house. Like,
listen. So no, like a lot of lynching stories, like in, I believe, Nebraska and Kansas, like out in those areas, like the Midwest, like in the Ozark lands, there's a lot of stories of Black landowners and wealthy Black families who the patriarch of the family one day may have been walking to the store and be murdered. And I remember one particular story, they were just like, he owned a lot of land. And when his family were like, you know, he owned the land, they couldn't find the paperwork. And wherever they keep the paperwork for the copy of like deeds and stuff and trusts for land purchases and things like that, that paperwork went missing. And that's why I was like, you know what? We really don't owe anybody. Yeah, we don't owe anybody anything. Like, they really did that. Like, yeah. And who's going to stop them? The shoe were on the foot?
And when they are the government, you can.
Yeah.
How is the government corrupt when it's the government? Exactly. That's how it's supposed to work.
That's exactly how it's supposed to work. Anything we come up with or get, they feel entitled to take it and profit from it. And it's their right. By virtue of just being white.
They will watch you thrive and then put a highway through your neighborhood and then make your property values go down.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though it would be more convenient to put it through this part of the town, we want to put it through your part of the town so we can buy your town.
Yep.
It's all systemic. It's all connected. It's all here. Like, right. You want to maybe mad at the critical race theory, even though I didn't learn most of this shit in school. I learned everything that I know about Black people through my fucking parents and grandparents. They were extremely militant, but that's a different story for another time.
We had to seek out our own history, which is crazy. But no, interestingly enough, this is the story of a white man, a habitual colonizer, colonizing, if you will. Alex Murdaugh was arrested again. This time on the 14th of October, embattled and suspended South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh has been arrested again. Look, and they put the ... again. The legal heir was hauled into custody in the Orlando, Florida area on two felony counts, which originated in his native state of South Carolina. Now, those counts, according to South Carolina law enforcement division, are obtaining property by false pretenses. Colonizing. Murdaugh's attorney says their client intends to fully cooperate with his investigation. He won't snitch. These charges stem from a SLED investigation into misappropriated settlement funds in the death of Gloria Satterfield. A spokesperson said in a Thursday news release, additional information and documents would be forthcoming. Satterfield was a Murdaugh family housekeeper who died on February 26, 2018. It was said it was the investigative division or the enforcement division, excuse me, was reopening an investigation into her passing after the local coroner reported that the alleged trip and fall accident on Murdoch family property, which ended the housekeeper's life, was never reported and never properly investigated. Wow. How do you cover up a slip and fall?
You cover it up when you're paying off everybody. That sounds like that told. That sounds like some small town bullshit where everybody just paid off and everybody know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah, such and such died in the fucking Henry house, but you know, on the coroners, it was labeled as a heart attack because I own the funeral home.
Listen,
like this is some bullshit.
Listen, this is some
CW sitcom fuck shit.
Starring James Vanderbeek and Chad Michael Murray.
Riverdale, fuck shit.
Listen, on the death certificate, the manner of death was ruled natural, which is inconsistent with injuries sustained in a trip and fall accident. The re-examination of Satterfield's death.
Yeah, you don't naturally bust your ass.
Listen, and they had enough juice to get it put natural causes, declared natural causes by the coroner. So they called the coroner. The coroner came, picked her up, and then just put her away. And we're like, here's the death certificate. That's terrible. If the officials, the re-examination is going to occur, because Satterfield's heirs sued their own attorney for allegedly failing to turn over a settlement from the Murdoch family, which was connected to the death of the longtime employee. Oh, so the family's lawyer, dang, like how gully do you gotta be? So the Murdoch family paid the attorney to pay the kids for the death of their loved one because she was a longtime employee and the attorney didn't give them the money. Everybody is.
See, that's what shit starts happening. You can't start doing shady shit and not paying people.
But see, the Murdoch family.
If you're gonna be greasy, you gotta.
They paid, but
getting paid because it sounds like somebody didn't get paid.
No, they were doing their Lannister. It's just the family, the housekeeper's kid's attorney was the one who ran off on the plug with the money. So they had to sue their attorney. See,
but that's the thing.
And then that's when they reopened.
Once there's a kink in the chain.
So the Murdoch family really needs to be going after just that takes attorney.
Okay. It's too late now. Niggas are going to jail.
Oh, yeah. It's
bigger than Nino Brown.
You ain't never lied, nigga. You ain't never lied. Oh, man. And they also, the South Carolina Supreme Court on October 8th suspended the law license of the Satterfield family attorney who handled the deal. Good. That attorney, Corey Howerton Fleming, sounds like a thief, was hired to represent the estate, but court papers indicate he was also Murdoch's college roommate and close friend of the man who was adverse to the estate's legal interest. Jesus!
What the fuck? This is some fucking TV show bullshit.
Man, starring Chad Michael Murray and Sophie Bush.
Show bullshit.
Damn. Wow. So agents who have said joined agents with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to nab Murdoch as he left an Orlando area drug rehabilitation facility. And he was popping pills. The 53-year-old Murdoch.
You gotta fucking pop pills when you got bodies on your head.
Listen, yeah, he down there getting loaded, waiting on trial. He got just enough money to keep them filing motion after motion after motion after motion after motion because he's out on bail after all of this. This is the same nigga that was shot in the head. So it was like, trying to fake his own death. It's just like the wow. He's still walking around like he's not incarcerated, but it's niggas with nickel and dime bags and like a piece of crack. And ain't seen the light of day. So the 53-year-old Murdaugh was, as of Thursday morning, being held at the Orange County, Florida Department of Corrections. Jail records say He was picked up without a warrant as a fugitive from justice. So Sled said Murdaugh would be incarcerated in Florida pending an extradition hearing, and he can either force a warrant for his return to South Carolina or waive his right to demand such a warrant. Yeah, y'all have to do paperwork on me. Make me show up. The jail records say Murdaugh's last known location was Okeady, a likely reference to a town due west of Hilton Head, South Carolina, in the area where the Murdaughs reside. Murdaugh is currently out on bond in another South Carolina criminal inquiry. He was charged in mid-September with attempting to secure his own murder so that his surviving son, Buster Murdaugh, would pocket the proceeds of a $10 million life insurance policy. Alex Murdaugh allegedly asked his supposed drug dealer, Curtis Edward Smith, to shoot him in the head. It was his drug dealer, not his landscaper, to shoot him in the head.
Well, he could be both. Bro. But also, look, ain't nobody named Buster up to good shit, bro. I've never met a nigga named Buster that's done things legally.
Buster Murdaugh. Ooh.
You can't. I think come from like a law family, nigga. You can't be my lawyer. Your name Buster, bro. I don't respect you. I'm gonna go to jail. Man, this nigga's here, man.
That is crazy. So he Curtis flipped on him. So to shoot him in the head while he ostensibly changed a flat tire on the side of the road. The incident was supposedly staged and looked like a random.
The drug dealer's name is Curtis.
Yep. Curtis Edward Smith, 61 years old.
Okay, that's a black man.
Oh, probably.
That's a nigga. That's a nigga, bro.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Played by Wendell Pierce. Oh, no.
HBO gonna do the fuck out of this show, bro. HBO gonna do the fuck out of this.
I want to see this reenacted on Investigation Discovery. I want a documentary. I want a series. I want it all. Okay, this is cinema here. Like this is some wild shit. So it was supposed to be staged, it looked like a random killing, and authorities alleged that it was nothing but a scheme concocted to ensure the continued financial prominence of the Murdaugh family. Smith is charged with assisted suicide, assault, and battery of a high aggravated nature, pointing and presenting a firearm, insurance fraud, and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud in connection to the incident, which resulted in only a graze to Murdaugh's head. Murdaugh himself is charged with insurance fraud, conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, and filing a false police report in the earlier case. So that was a nigga named Curtis because he got more charges than that white man, and that white man is out on bond.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, the disgraced heir to
the bullshit, bro.
Listen, this nigga is out on bond for that. I'm sorry, fuck 12. I'm like, they can't pull me over for shit. I don't give a damn how fast I was going. I'm not stopping. Fuck that. Nah. Listen.
You gonna ride off to the fucking sunset.
Listen, fuck 12.
Give me, I'm gonna hit this bridge, bro.
Woo. That's crazy. Look at this nigga did a whole rock of shit. The disgraced heir to a South Carolina legal dynasty is also being sued civilly by his former law firm for allegedly stealing client funds. He's an embezzler. Oh my God. Get into it. Sled suggested its myriad investigation into Murdaugh are far from complete. You think? Today is merely one more step in a long process for justice for the many victims in these investigations. I want to commend the hard work and dedication that our agents have shown over the last 4 months. Sled Chief Mark Keel in a news release said, they will continue to work tirelessly on behalf of those who were victimized by Alex Murdaugh and others. As I have said previously, we are committed to following the facts wherever they may lead us, and we will not stop until justice is served. Murdaugh's father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were local prosecutors in coastal South Carolina for nearly 100 years. The Murdaugh family has been described as a legal dynasty, the Palmetto State's low country. The family's woes gained national attention this past summer when Murdaugh's wife, Maggie Murdaugh, and son, Paul Murdaugh, were found murdered on family property. Paul had been charged in a deadly boating crash which killed area teenager Mallory Beach. According to another lawsuit, Fleming, the attorney, Gloria Satterfield's family hired to sue Alex Murdaugh, allegedly helped cover up Paul Murdaugh's involvement in Beach's death. Damn, you love committing crime with your college roommate.
Also, that law firm full of shit. They knew that nigga was stealing. He's just trying to clear their name. He's like, yeah, well, now that it's on paper, we gotta at least distance ourselves a little bit.
Dang. Like this.
They knew that nigga was stealing from clients.
They all listen, everybody need to go check.
They didn't get no shit.
They was double billing up that motherfucker. Look, everybody's
the money.
On them. Mm-hmm. Murdaugh's attorney have blamed his personal woes on an opioid addiction. He got picked up at a pain center in Florida, my nigga. Like, bruv. Bruh. I told you he's popping pills. It's crazy. So they're going to blame the opioid addiction now. And Murdaugh was in Florida receiving treatment for that alleged addiction when he was arrested Thursday. They reacted to the arrest with the following statement. Alex Murdaugh was taken into custody this morning at a Florida rehabilitation center. Alex is expected to be transported by sled to Beaufort County, where he will appear before a magistrate for a bond hearing tomorrow. We have not seen the warrants, but have been informed that he is charged with 2 counts of obtaining goods under false pretense relating to the settlement proceeds from the estate of Gloria Satterfield. Alex intends to fully cooperate with this investigation. He's going to flip, as he has with the investigation into the murder of his wife and son. He deeply regrets that his actions have distracted from the efforts to solve their murders. I think he was going to kill the son, and the wife just happened to be home.
I wouldn't put it past it at this point. Like I said, this is some HBO, what a twist level fuckery going on this fucking real life situation. They just need to lock all these niggas up.
Bruh.
Stop the family. Put the whole family in jail. Maybe let the mama go to Florida or some shit and just live on the beach for the rest of her life. But other than that, all these niggas got to go. Oh, damn. Never mind. But yeah, lock these niggas up. These people are clearly menaces to society and are running the town like some old bullshit old money oil rigger ass niggas. Like, I got the money to do whatever in this town.
I put my finger in your milkshake. Some bullshit like that. There will be blood bullshit. Like, that shit's just... Bruh, did you hear all the shit he's done since 2018?
This is old timey cowboy shit. This is, I walked into a town and you can't do shit in my town. I own everything here from the fucking boots to the goddamn horses. You can't do shit in my town. He paid off coroners to fucking fart. Just, they got too much money, bro. This is
way too much.
Defund everybody. Just defund the town.
They need to really tell this. Someone needs to tell this story. And I want, like, Danny McBride.
It's going to be Netflix.
I do.
Danny McBride, a funny ass motherfucker, bro.
No bullshit. I want him to really play this, like, one of these roles. And the dude who was the vice principal or VP.
Walter Goggins.
Yes.
Yes, he is my favorite television racist.
Oh, yes. He played on...
the fuck out of racist.
He was on Sons of Anarchy. No, wait. He was on Justified. He was Boyd Crowder. And he was on Sons of Anarchy.
He's on that, too. He's in a bunch of shit. Sons of Anarchy. Mm-hmm. He also in Vice Principals. Also in the Magnificent... Not the whatever Tarantino movie... But fucking niggas in the house. He was also in Django 2 playing an amazing racist in that movie as well.
Very racist in Django.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Then Walter Goggins is a racking ass motherfucker, bro. I fucks with him. He races his shit and rolls, and I enjoy it. He does it well.
Yeah, he does.
That good old Southern charm that makes you be like, that nigga just called me a porch monkey in a fucking paisley suit? What the fuck is going on over here?
It's the teeth for me. He's got chiclets, but I still feel as though I can trust him.
He gives very Weasley vibes.
Yes. Like, if they didn't want to do Bradley Cooper's voiceover for Raccoon on the Marvel movies, he could have just played.
That would be fucking. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I would love to see Walter Goggins do some fucking voiceover work for some random superhero, some shit. I would love it. We're off topic. We're off topic like a motherfucker right now.
Like, we really did cast this article here. Like, this is who we want to play these people, and this is how we want to see it. So,
speaking of Danny McBride, because I know he did the Halloween movie stuff. Have you seen the new Halloween movie?
No, I have not. Is it good?
It's not what I wanted, but I'm not disappointed in the movie. It is what it is. It's obviously a middle movie to a trilogy, and you can tell. What I wanted as a movie is something that I realize is unreasonable. Mm-hmm. The way they marketed the movie is like, oh, this is Michael Myers versus the town. I wanted Michael Myers to be running through the town block to block like the Raid. That's what I wanted. just busting down niggas' houses, piece by piece, killing everybody.
Floor by floor, like boom, 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 boom. Oh, exactly. Man.
I realize it's kind of unreasonable. But that's how they marketed it. It was like the town versus fucking Michael Myers. I want that nigga to be running through the fucking town. Just house to house. Everybody got to go. Grandmas, fucking aunties. Everybody got to go. You're on a rampage. But hopefully we get that with the third movie. But other than that, it was decent.
That's hilarious. But no, so... Okay, we talked about this earlier, and I'm not ever going to let this go. I'm going to say what I say. Kyrie Irving is a menace to society, and I believe that what we're witnessing here is the beginning of his evil origin story. It all started when he came out as a flat earther and brought back within the whole 21st century flat eartherism, which I really thought that we debunked, you know, Jesus Christ. He brought it back, him and B.O.B., which, okay. Fast forward to now. Not only is he a flat earther, he's an anti-vaxxer. And I don't, honestly, I wouldn't put it past him to be vaccinated. I wouldn't put it past him to be vaccinated.
He's just being a fucking dick.
Yeah. Listen, he is a menace. He is a menace to society. He's a menace. He is a whole goddamn menace. He must
be. So for me, Kyrie suffers from a lot of things that I like to call being a smart, dumb nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, you're smart enough to articulate yourself as if you're smart, but not to realize that what you're saying is fucking dumb. Like, we dealt with that with Ice Cube last year, saying the dumb shit he said about social justice issues. Right. And just being like, oh, you just don't know anything. Because there's answers to your questions. You don't want to know the answers to those questions because you want to have the air of being smart. But in that air, you come off fucking stupid because everybody knows the answers to the question that you're asking. Same thing with Kyrie. Kyrie wants to be like, well, I'm just going to do my own research. Nigga, the research is done. The people who are in the NBA, the doctors that are paid to do all this shit for you, have offered to be sat down with you and to talk to you about the vaccine. You don't want to know. You want to have the option to be like, hey, I'm just doing whatever I want the fuck to do. Just say that. And you know what? I would respect these niggas more if they would just be like, nah, I just don't want to do it.
Right.
Instead of just making bullshit excuses.
Exactly.
You can just say, hey, and leave it at that. Because the moment you start making dumbass excuses, it's just a dumbass excuse. And I honestly just think if we just shame these niggas, I think the way we're doing it is wrong. Shame the niggas, yes. They need to be shamed because what they're doing is doing it stupid. I think we need to tap into the misogyny a little bit. I think we need to start calling these niggas soft.
Well, you know, like, that seems to be the only thing they respond to.
Scared of needles. You scared of a vaccine? You scared of little needles? Exactly.
You're scared of a needle. Just say it.
Exactly. You real being mad bitch made. You go, you get a vaccine. They got 100 million people in this fucking world, in this fucking country, has gotten a vaccine, but you too soft to get one.
let them know Asan is confident in them. A whore.
My baby got it. My 2-year-old just got a shot last week. Didn't even cry a bit. He was mad as all fuck, but he didn't cry. You telling me you softer than a fucking 2-year-old right now? Listen, fuck out my face, bro.
And listen, I got my booster shot.
Start calling these niggas soft.
Listen, tap into it. I got my booster shot. I'm thinking about
getting my booster too.
And a flu shot today because I need to be powered up because y'all not going to get me. That's all I'm saying. Look, catch me out here slipping. I am radioactive right now. 5G'd up.
As soon as I could get the vaccine, I got it. My grandmother's an ICU nurse, and she had been telling me horror stories ever since like just COVID pop off. She's been a traveling nurse, so she's been in pretty much every epicenter in this goddamn country, from Florida to New York when it was popping off to fucking Georgia, like. The horror story she told me. She's like, yeah, it's a terrible death to die because you're in the hospital alone, fucking quarantined. You can't talk to your family. You can't see them. You can't hold them. You're just dying and wasting away by yourself. It's miserable.
Right.
It's a fucking terrible way to go. And I'm not. Yeah. Oh yeah. Painful as all fucks.
And that is just too. I don't know. Like, it just, it's unavoidable, but it's like, you know, I'm not knocking anybody for their decision, whether they want to do it or not, especially if, excuse me. Okay. If you don't want to get vaccinated, fine. If you're wearing your mask, if you're quarantining, and if you're socially distancing, being responsible. Okay. Okay.
But they're not doing that. They're skipping steps. You can't build a fucking IKEA fucking desk without the fucking screws.
And your Allen wrench.
That's the fucking problem. You can't just be like, well, shit back to normal. No, nigga, shit not back to normal. Niggas is still dying out here. You skipping the steps.
That's the problem.
You can't make a lasagna without the fucking ricotta, bro. You can't stack that shit without the ricotta. Now you just got noodles and fucking red sauce, nigga. Like, that's not, you skipping steps.
Okay, listen, you're right. You ain't even, listen, you're right. And we've been through this ad nauseum. Ain't even gonna hold you, right? This is why Kyrie Irving is a evil villain. A chaotic scene has developed outside the Barclays Center, the home of the NBA's Brooklyn Nets, where anti-vaccine protesters knocked down security barricades and attempted to break down the doors to the arena. The protesters are there to show support for the anti-vaccine position of Nets superstar Kyrie Irving, whose refusal to get the COVID-19 vaccine and defiance of New York City's vaccine mandate resulted in the team benching him until he gets the jab. The Nets are playing the Charlotte Hornets in their home opener Sunday with tip-off scheduled for 4 p.m. So this was yesterday. I think this happened on Saturday and they played on Sunday. But media on the scene tweeted several videos showing the protesters, some of whom were wearing Stand with Kyrie Irving shirts or carrying signs, pushing aside or knocking down metal security barricades and swarming towards the arena doors. And then it's just a deluge of just the footage of the mayhem. Getting scary out here, tweeted Newsday sports columnist Barbara Barker, noting that the protesters had jumped the barricades, were pushing towards the door and chanting, "Let Kyrie play." Security guards were able to successfully repel the protesters and block them from entering the arena. And the scene inside the Barclays Center remained peaceful so far. So that was good to know. But this whole... I just want Kyrie to come out and admit that he's already vaccinated. He's just not telling the commission that he's vaccinated.
And I'm pretty sure that's the next steps. I think ever since that this is a personal decision thing, I think he's just being vaccinated and just waiting for the time. Because it hasn't been 4 weeks yet. I think you have to wait like 4 weeks to get the second shot. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. It's been such a long time since I got the second shot. But it's I think that's honestly what's happening, but I do think the fact that him being a smart, dumb nigga doesn't want him to admit the fact that he was kind of wrong. So you're now being a poster child for the people who you don't want to be a poster child for. Mm-hmm. You say that you are for Black lives. First off, if this virus is killing Black lives at an astronomical rate, how can you say you're for Black lives? You honestly don't give a shit. But different story for a different time. if you say shit and don't clarify it to the utmost degree, you are putting yourself at risk to be used as a fucking martyr. Mm-hmm. And we see it all the time. We see it with Dave. We saw it with Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle doesn't want to be on the side of people who are forming hate. But guess what? When you say hateful shit, the motherfuckers who say hateful shit are going to be on your side. That's just how that works. By not clarifying and not putting yourself out there as a person you want to say that you are, your actions have consequences. And these are consequences to your actions. Now you have Ted Cruz talking about you're the poster child for his NBA.
You're on the same side as Ted goddamn Cruz. How do you feel?
You're on the same side as the people that you said you're protest against.
And did you hear that Dave Chappelle said that he was willing to have a sit down with members of the trans workforce at Netflix? And he just came out today and said that he wasn't going to be bullied and had stipulations for the sit down.
See, that's the bullshit. That's that dumb shit. And this is annoying because this is a person coming from. I've pretty much watched every Dave Chappelle special. I was a huge Dave Chappelle fan, but at the same time, I realized that niggas aren't infallible. Also, a lot of Dave Chappelle, the show, a lot of it does not hit like it used to because we have evolved as people and we have become more inclusive as we should. That's not a bad thing, and it's just fucking stupid. And obviously he's got people like Joe Rogan on his side, like, it's just jokes, not from hate. But if you say hateful shit, bro, and a group of people are like, hey, bro, we don't like this joke, why would you do that? Like, if you claim that you love this group of people or you care about this group of people, like, I wouldn't purposely go up to my fucking brother and fucking punch him in the chest. I mean, I might do it, but I wouldn't punch him in the chest after he told me that he didn't want that to be done. If I tagged him on his fucking shoulder, like, man, hey, Akeem, I don't really like that. Can you stop that? You know what, Hassan?
Yeah.
That's right. You are correct. You have your own body. I should not violate you. That I'd be an asshole if I did that. You're an asshole. Just say you don't give a fuck. Like, yet again, if people would just be honest and say they don't give a fuck, there would be a clear understanding. But people want to sit there and do the seesaw bullshit and say that, hey, I care. Oh, this is all out of love. I don't mean no harm. You're a fucking liar. Just say you don't give a fuck. You don't care about this group of people.
Yeah, either you care or you don't. You
can't have it both ways.
That's real.
Because if you cared, you would have stopped talking about these niggas two specials ago.
Listen, you just made a joke about,
I talked about them
and it didn't go so well and just move on. Like, it's a lot you could have did, but you chose to double down, like, and keep going. So...
And nobody feels sorry for this nigga because you have the money and the influence. You can talk to any fucking celebrity trans person on the fucking planet. You had the money and influence to do it. You're choosing not to. You want to stay stubborn. Just like fucking Boosie and him. The same niggas who are defending Dave Chappelle are the same niggas who will defend Boosie.
Yeah.
And the people who want to act like they're different, they're not. They're fucking not. You have two groups of people who want to sit in their old ass ignorant ways and realize they're not being fucking inclusive and being fucking assholes. It's the same shit. Just two different niggas.
And it just...
You just happen to like Lil Nas X.
So Lil Nas X, I don't think that...
That one's fire, by the way.
I was laughing when I saw him making his comments because it was simple enough. It really wasn't that deep. The way Boosie responded, I was just like, okay, when are we going to get him to fuck up off Twitter? Like, how are you going to have Mark Zuckerberg have you beat where they bamboozled you and you didn't. I don't understand. But it just, it was so uncalled for, so unnecessary. I don't know what it is about Black men in rap where they love to talk about how fucked up they get to be. And we disrespect everybody. It's just, it's...
It is, I like to call this, yet again, it's being smart, dumb nigga, but it falls under that category as well, but also bullshit, Hotep Korean, and shit that we've dealt with throughout society of Black people. These niggas say they are for Black people, but they are not. So they just want the same type of power that these white people and other white groups have. They want the freedom to be able to say whatever the fuck they want to say without the repercussions and consequences, just like... Speaking of which, this has nothing to do with fucking Lil Boosie, but it kind of ties in, I guess. Just like when people talk about Killmonger being like a terrible character, people will say that Killmonger was made by the writers to just be a radical fucking character, and he actually had good ideas. But it's like, no. He is a Hotep, and he's always been a Hotep. He was written that way for a reason, because he's a surface-level fucking character. On the surface, he comes off as pro-Black and wanting to liberate Black people, but he's also willing to leave Black people behind in that set of liberation, which at the end of the day means he's not for Black people. In addition, he's not the liberator you say he is. He's not the Black savior you think he is. That's the whole point. He represents also, niggas like Farrakhan.
He was also willing to take power at the expense of, you know, using Black bodies. You know, yeah, he wanted to arm every Black, you know, person in the nation and train them and blah, 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 blah. But like, no, you just needed bodies for your army. Because at the end of the day, really, you just wanted war. That's it.
You want Black liberation in the guise of imperialism and white supremacy. You want the same thing that they have. That's not Black liberation then. If our people have to be left behind because they don't match your type of liberation, then it's not for Black people as a whole. Exactly. Like, I'm not going to leave my alphabet nigga brothers and sisters behind because they don't fit my agenda. That's bullshit. If I can't take them with me, we're not going.
Exactly. Like, if you want to be free, then you want others to be free. And there's really no in between about it, you know? So, let me see. What else did I have to say? What else did I have for us to talk about? Did you want to get into the Great Resignation? Or did we kind of go into that earlier?
I mean, yeah, we kind of talked about that earlier. My Black ass quit. I took that 2 months off. But yeah, start paying these niggas. Yeah. A lot of people are across the country are quitting their jobs due to a multitude of things. There's a rising child care cost, the rent's rising. People realize that the jobs that they are working aren't paying them enough for the work that they're going to do. On top of the fact that fucking 700,000 people died last year that weren't supposed to die. Wow. But it's a whole avalanche of things that are causing capitalism to kind of teeter. And it's just what it is. Like, you want people to go back to work, but you're not willing to pay them a livable wage. They can just stay at home then.
Right. And honestly,
motherfuckers aren't coming back to work to sit here and play bullshit ping pong at work. They want to be paid a livable wage and to advance in a company and to be valued.
Right. And nobody wants to sit in the break room having a bullshit ass potluck that you let your cat sit in your bowl before you put the food in it. I mean, come on. Office politics and office culture is violently white. Violently white. So.
Violently. A fucking pizza party is not going to help me fucking pay these bills, bro. Give me a fucking raise. Listen. Pay these niggas, bro. You got fucking people working at 6 o'clock in the morning making McGriddles and shit and getting yelled at. Pay these niggas. Mm-hmm. You want them to come back to work? Pay them.
Listen, you want them to come back, pay them all day.
Put the money in their fucking pocket.
And they need to be able to put their kids in a decent
daycare. That's also fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. Grocery store workers shouldn't be standing on their fucking feet all day if they're in the fucking line. Let these niggas sit down. Listen. That's fucking stupid. Always got it right.
I don't care.
You hit again, black people putting S on the random things. It's Aldi.
Aldi's. Listen, I don't mind if they sit down as long as they know how to ring up my shit properly. As long as they know the difference between a radish and a beet, they can sit for all I care. Like, it's really not that deep. You know, like, y'all focusing on the wrong things. And that's really why I'm tired. Truth is, I'm tired. Woo. Just talking about it has exhausted me. No, I think actually.
Yeah, we're watching the fucking mechanisms of society crumble around us. We're, like I said, the rent's increasing every fucking where. The housing market's being manipulated to be priced out. Did you hear about that Zillow thing?
Yes.
The and Zillow.
Yeah, so they
got caught up buying property.
Mm-hmm. And then also, too, people have been deleting apps like Instacart and Zillow, and because Instacart is recently started charging more fees for the services, but that money is not going back to workers. Workers actually used to make a lot more money on Instacart, like when it first started, but over recently. Now it's like the way they've structured and restructured the pay scale. It's like you're making $7 an hour when you look at the money you're getting. So, yeah. And I went into the store myself today and bought my own vitamins. Like, fuck it. It wasn't the end of the world. I had a mask, like, whatever.
Shit, I don't blame you. I would have fought somebody if I got some roast beef hash. I don't know what the fuck to do with that.
My nigga.
I wouldn't feed that to my dog.
I want to put that shit in a sock and beat my ops with it.
That probably doesn't even taste. I don't even want to know what that tastes like, bro.
I can only imagine.
That doesn't sound appealing to me.
Like, what does it even smell like? Corned beef hash is a delicacy. It is a whole delicacy by itself. You just get an over easy egg, you know, maybe scramble some eggs softly and some potato, maybe a little bit of avocado, you know, sliced up a little bit. Bong, bim, bim, bim. But roast beef, my nigga. That's just that was violent. That's violence. You know what I'm saying?
That's a microaggression.
Extremely. It is. It was, I took it personal. I took it personal. I did. Oh man. So thanks for coming, my nigga. Like, I appreciated having the opportunity to talk with you. I think these shots are starting to kick in. My nose is starting to get a little stuffy right now. So I'm gonna go take some meds.
Yeah, my allergies are all fucked up because the weather changes around here. It's cold as hell over here.
Man, it's raining outside right now.
Same here. It's been raining all the last 2 days.
Really? It's raining off, on and off. Yeah. Like off and on, like. Sun will come out and then, you know, sky will change and the weather does go up and down when that happens. So, yeah. Just one day at a time, my friend. One day at a time. That's all we can do. You know? It's just...
I agree. Shit, that's why I keep myself here on this planet every day. Just take it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's dangerous, but hey. All I can do is worry about what's in front of me right now.
Trying to do that more as well. Don't get too far ahead of myself. don't look too far back or to look back too long. You know, it's all what's right ahead. And I think we're going to be all right. I mean, but I'm going to sit back and watch, though. Like, whether the world blows up or not, I'm going to smoke. That's just where I'm at with it. I can sell a few things
if the world starts going to shit a little bit. I can get into smuggling. I'm pretty sure I can get some things across the border or two. That's a different skill set for another day.
What would be my occupation? And an apocalypse. I think I would be a plug of some sort.
See, my morals are very loose, so it all depends on the apocalypse. People are going to be like, oh, I'm in a zombie apocalypse. What you doing? I'm eating niggas, bro. I'm not. It's 2 weeks in. I had a solid meal. A nigga might roast the fucking middle-aged white woman. It is what it is. I got to feed a family. Hey, look, it's apocalypse, nigga.
Oh, no. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I would.
Hey, it's not for everybody. Look.
I know. I don't know how long it would take me to turn to cannibalism, given the circumstances, but I would like to think.
For me, it's not a lot.
Listen, I'd like to think that
it's not a lot for me.
At least try to kill something first. Like, farming or something.
I mean, yeah, if there's other things available, yeah, but like if it's just like, oh, ain't nothing else here, I've been eating air for the last 2 weeks, hey, somebody gonna have to come up some thigh meat, bro. I'm sorry.
So you would start with the ribs? Sacrifice
for a better cause.
You start
with I feel like human ribs are probably like overrated. I'm going thigh meats, legs. I feel like that's the best part, probably the best part of person. I'm not saying I'm dissecting people and doing that. That's kind of weird. They've gotten real dark real fast. But if that were to be the case, it is what it is. But I'm also the same nigga who wants to eat a hippo. So, like, it is. Speaking of which, Pablo Escobar's hippos are probably being sterilized. So, hopefully we can get some hippo meat in the States. I'm gonna be in line.
Listen, I support hippopotamus meat. I also support seal meat. I support a number of meats. Veal doesn't bother me. Lamb doesn't bother me. So,
at all.
Mm-mm. I want to try it. And I feel like hippopotamus meat might be a little gamey, but tender.
Oh yeah, it's probably gonna taste delicious, but like you gotta put that on the slow cooker. You just gotta cook that for like 6-7 hours.
Cause you gotta cook through that layer of fat. On some
applewood chips.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel like it's a thick layer of fat in there. You just gotta cook through that and let it sizzle and like make it, you know, like get hard, like a nice, like the top outer layer is like crispy, crunchy. Like crackling, and then like right underneath is like fat, and then the meat is under the layer of fat. Like that's how I envision hippo meat.
I'm pretty sure you can do like a very how you would cook pork belly, how you would do a lot of the hippo.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I support this. If it were the apocalypse, yeah, I would eat a number of things, but I don't believe those things would be human.
Hey, look, I'm not forcing nobody to be on the agenda. I'm just saying things might happen.
Listen, it depends. I will eat the flesh of my enemies. I tell you what, if you got beef with with people I got beef with and you get the best of them, I will join you in feasting on their flesh. That was dark, but
you can't do it too often, though.
No. Right. Exactly. Like, it has to be like an occasion. Like, what would be the proper occasion to eat human flesh? Like, yeah, like I ran down on that nigga. Like, I seen, you know, bam, 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 bam. Mm-hmm. And we grilled them niggas. Like, yeah. Like, literally.
But yeah, I heard eating human meat makes you crazy, though. So you might want to not do that, for real, for real.
Honestly,
maybe they tell us that just so we don't eat people. What if people taste really fucking good? And it's like, just taste it.
Oh no!
Like every once in a while, like, you know what? I ain't had nigga in a while.
It's been a while since I had some nigga. Ooh, yeah, but that's, listen, it's okay, man. Like, I support this. This is my type of carrying on. It's okay. Look. Well, last time I had, my very first COVID shot, I had the brain fog. So I haven't had brain fog today, but something tells me when I wake up in the morning, it's going to be like, right now, like I definitely feel like my, I have like a little funny tingling in my nose. It's weird, but you know, so far so good. Like I'm multiple chipped up. You know, that was like a thing. All right. Tell people where they can find you. You're on mute.
Oh, man. Yeah, nowhere. Don't look for me. I can't even remember my Twitter handle. I think it's John Bodega. Let me double check. But yeah, just John Bodega, all one word. At Twitter, you can follow me there if you want to. My
fourth.
He said, "You see me." All I do is talk about MMA and wrestling on my Twitter. That's 90% of my conversations. So if you might want to talk to me about combat sports, feel free.
You know what? I do appreciate your perspective on combat sports. I feel like I can follow along, and I know a lot more about it because of you. But yeah, like I don't know, I miss boxing.
Oh, if you don't mind spending $12 on a package, get the Disney Plus package. It comes with Hulu and it comes with ESPN Plus. Mm-hmm. A lot of free cards on there. Last week they had the Shakur Stevenson fight, young up and comer coming up.
Okay,
that boy's the future. He's going to be a problem for a lot of people in the future when it comes to boxing. Teofimo fights, I'm going to say, in 2 weeks. There's a good UFC card coming up, which is also free. It's like it's a pay-per-view quality card for free on Fox. Not Fox, on ESPN Plus. And it's going to be – it starts at 2 o'clock. So, like, it'll be over by, like, 5. And you still have the rest of your fucking day. So, you ain't got to do on Saturday. Watch some fights. It's going to be a good card.
Well, this Saturday, I'm actually going out. It's Halloween. Actually, this year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Look at that.
Beautiful.
So, I'm going to be at a little party. So, I'll probably try to see something about the fights next weekend. But I'm excited about this weekend.
Hey, enjoy it. Everybody enjoys to have a fun time. We went to a Halloween party the other day, and we were the only niggas dressed up. I was highly disappointed.
You know what? And see, was this a black party or a white party?
Yeah, you know it was a black party.
And you know what? Let me tell you something, niggas. Y'all really got the gang sucked up on Halloween, black people. Y'all got the gang fucked up. Black people, we can do costumes on Halloween. And I had a costume party before. And my party was lit because everyone had their costume. And that was the whole point. It's fucking Halloween. Put something together.
See? Exactly.
That's, you know, that was tacky. Them niggas was tacky. And I said it. I don't even know when I said it.
Apparently the people's costumes that they were doing actually didn't come in. So it was a small gathering. So it ended up being really funny. We were dressed up as anime characters looking out of place.
But I saw my friend's son, he wanted to go as a character from... how did I forget that fast? Demon Slayer.
Oh, but Tanjiro?
Yeah, with the robes and the little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get those.
Oh, yeah. It looked really cute. And I was like, you should totally do that. I'm like, a lot of these anime costumes are really cute that they have.
Look, they're easy to pull off. A lot of merch available. And they look good. Mm-hmm. You know me. I'm an anime nigga. I love to see it. They can get that representation as a kid, and I'm glad kids are having that opportunity to enjoy it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm here for it. But more niggas need to really embrace the Halloween spirit and have costumes and be prepared to dress up. I'm sorry. That's just me. It's my thing, because I remember there was a couple people when I had my party, they were like, oh, we're going to wear a costume. I'm like, my nigga, it is a Halloween party. Of course you're going
to
wear a costume.
I'm coming to my party if you ain't got no fucking costume, bro.
And they didn't. And I was like, thank you. But my party was lit because I had a raffle and I gave away bottles and packs of Newports. Can't beat me.
Nice.
Can't beat me. Can't beat a bitch.
Yeah. Enjoy Halloween. I don't celebrate most holidays, but I will celebrate Halloween. It's always a good time.
Oh, I cannot wait for the holidays this year. It's going to be so fun. I'm probably going to just put out a whole bunch of material and then take off for the holidays and the new year, because I deserve. And that's just how I feel like doing. So that's what I'm going to do.
Mm. All right.
But thank you, everybody, for joining me. Thank you, Akeem. I appreciate it. If you're trying to find me, you can find me on Instagram at highlyinappropriate_spanet. That is highly inappropriate, all one word, _spanet, S-P-A-N-N-E-T. And you can also find me on Twitter at HiSpanet, as well as at The Cooking the Gooch, because those are my handles and that's what I use. And appreciate y'all for listening. And definitely we'll be back with some more content for you all, because it's so much shit happening. And I do have a Nicki Minaj update. Just, y'all, we're going to get through this. We are going to get through this. But thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming. God bless y'all. Good night.